What a tremendous, glorious truth this is, beloved. You see, God carefully kept it all back. He didn't allow us to come into this glorious realm until he could show perfect love. Love perfected in flesh on the earth. Hallelujah. Perfect love that never turned aside unto anything. He never turned aside just the love of a woman for the sake of marriage. Never turned aside for the love of man for the sake of comradeship or be involved in something which was merely human. We've heard about involvements of human affections. Never turned aside for love of mother. I was discussing this a little earlier this morning with two people. Said again how that often the Lord Jesus Christ tests us, though I didn't say it this way. And it was recorded of his very mother that a sword should pierce her own soul also, and that would reveal the thought of many hearts. For what does your heart think of a perfect man who says, "Woman, what have I to do with thee?" When his mother comes on the scene. She was pierced to the quick when she heard him say, "Who's my mother?" These, hear the word of God, keep it. These are my brothers, they're my sisters, they're my mother. And she heard it. Don't know whether you'd like to hear that. If you want to know perfect love, you'd better listen to it. To know that it isn't on the line of human relationships or flesh and blood. It isn't on the line of the accident, shall I say, of birth. I mean, I can't help that I was born an Englishman and this man was born a Burmese. Oh, Chinese. Oh, I beg your pardon. I can't help that. I'm very sorry for myself. I had nothing to do with it. You see, these things, so far as we know, are just through sheer accident on these glorious lines, but there's a revelation from God of perfect love. Perfect love. It casts out all fear, see, no fear of being cut off, or I'm not rightly related, I don't belong to the right nation or the right people, I haven't got the right background or heredity or anything like that. Hallelujah. There's nothing here. It's perfect love. I haven't got to be a Jew. I haven't particularly got to be a Gentile. I haven't got to be anything save a poor creature that's loved by God. And allow the love of God to come in and transform me. Hallelujah. And all the purpose of forgiveness is this, that God might show his highest grace in you and make you perfect in love. Glory, glory, glory to his wonderful name. Perfect love, as we've thought before. You see, by sheer, shall I say, accident of my birth, I would happen to be born a man. I can't possibly love like a woman does. I can only love like a man does. I can't love like a daughter could, or a wife could. You see, I can't do that. I can only love as a man, or as a husband, or as a son. My love is so partial, so incomplete. It's so all one-sided, it so all fills up my vision. It becometh me. Glory! And you poor women, you can only love as women. Very sorry for you. If you will just stay a woman, and you won't become a new creature. Where there isn't any sex, or male or female, you see. Where there isn't any nationality, hallelujah. Where there isn't any partiality, where there's no inequality. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You see, we should all be dancing when Brother Moffat dances. Not that, oh well, cool, that's his way of showing it. Sorry, it's the Holy Ghost. That's all you've got to say. You'd better start getting in line with the Holy Ghost. You should all learn to dance. without paying so much a lesson for it. Glory. This is right, beloved. This is right. Glory be to the name of the Lord, made perfect first in love. That's right. And the Lord wants us this way, beloved. He wants us to come into this wonderful love, renewed in this glorious image of God. Isn't it a marvelous thing? So I want to ask you whether you have perfect love in your heart. Now I'm talking about perfect love as a quality. Perfection is a quality. You see? Not an attainment. Write that down. Perfection is a quality and not an attainment. Once you have this quality of love that is perfect, perfect love, now you can attain and let this love be perfected in you. That's what John's talking about in his epistle. That's attainment, but the first is a quality. Hallelujah. And that'll take all the nonsense about sinless perfection out of your mind, you see? It's not related along this level. People don't understand and write books against it. You know, the right holiness and the false and all this. I've not a clue. You can only talk in these things by revelation, not by Bible knowledge. Bible knowledge will bring you into doctrine. Revelation will bring you into God. Here's the tremendous and glorious truth that we have a new quality of love. Amen. It's perfect. Perfect. It can't be bettered. It's the highest. It's the best. It's God. Amen.